The Story of Mert and Marge. Ray Hunt is dead. He was in his office and alive at 8 o'clock tonight. How did he die? In just a moment, we shall pick up the story of Mert and Marge. Overture had been called at the scheduled time. The orchestra has just finished playing. The theater is packed to capacity, and the patrons, studying their programs, have not as yet noticed the slight delay in starting the show. Francis Hayfield, the great producer, is terribly upset as George, Ray Hunt's assistant stage manager, says to him,
Mr. Hayfield, are you going to let the curtain go up?
George, I know must decide quickly. The whole company is panic-stricken. I wonder if we can hold them together.
We still have 3 minutes, Mr. Hayfield.
Well, hold the curtain, George. I'll talk to the company. Call them all on stage. Never mind the orchestra. They're in the pit, and I don't think they know what's happened.
All right, Miss Hayfield. Everybody on stage! Everybody on stage!
Is everybody here, George?
No one seems to be missing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you all know that a dreadful thing has happened tonight. And you also know that it's time for the curtain to go up. The theater is packed with people who have paid their money to see the show. If I dismiss the audience, I'd have to give a reason for doing so. There might be panic of some kind. By going on with the show and waiting for the proper authorities to arrive, I think we can avoid a lot of trouble. This is your opportunity to show what kind of stuff show people are made of. We'll go on with the show as if nothing has happened. Avoid any hysteria, and remember, no one must leave the theater after the show is over until permission has been given by the police authorities. Now, ladies and gentlemen, can I rely on you? Well, thank you. George, take charge of the show, and I'll stay backstage doing the performance. That's all. Thank you.
All those in all right, the opening picture, the first act, take your places quickly. Flash the orchestra, Bill. First act, place.
George, keep everybody out of this corridor. We'll close the steel door leading to the stage and don't let anyone open it. Have the girls use the stairway on the other side of the stage to and from dressing rooms.
I've been standing guard at this door, Mr. Hayfield.
Thanks, Mr. Baker. No one must go in that room or touch a thing until the police get here.
Yes. What does it look like to you, Mr. Hayfield?
Baker, I'm almost afraid to say. We'll find out quickly enough when the police take charge. Oh, here they come now. Hello, Captain O'Toole.
Hello, Hayfield. What's up?
It's Ray Hunt, my stage director. He's dead in there. Nothing has been touched. No one has entered the room.
Okay, Miss Hayfield. Sergeant, see that all the exits and entrances of the theater are closed. Joe, take your stuff and get all the pictures, dimensions, and positions.
Okay.
Johnny, as soon as he's finished, get all the fingerprints. Then I'll go over the room.
Sure, Captain.
Are you sure nothing has been touched, Mr. Hayfield?
I'm sure of it. Oh, Captain O'Toole, this is Mr. Baker.
How do you do, Mr. Baker?
How do you do, Captain?
How did he die, O'Toole?
Can't tell yet. We leave the body just as it is until the examining physician gets here. All right, how about it, boys?
Okay, you come in now, Captain. We'll get the picture on the outside now. Let's see this door. It swings in.
I've got the fingerprints on that, all right, and then I'll look around.
Well, whoever shot him didn't leave a gun behind. Here's a lady's glove on the floor by the window. Whose picture is this in the frame on the desk, Mr. Hayfield?
Oh, that's Mrs. Hunt.
Good-looking woman, isn't she? Johnny.
Yeah?
Let's see what's in these drawers in the desk.
There's a stack of photographs, Captain.
Miss Hunt must have had an eye for good-looking girls. Know any of these women, Hayfield?
Well, that one is a picture of our star, Dixie Lane. Must have been taken about 6 years ago.
A bit thinner then, wasn't she? Who is this one? Now, that's what I call a good-looking dame.
Oh, let me say it, please. Oh, that's a picture of one of our chick-chicks, Myrtle Spear.
Know this one, Hayfield? Inscription says, All My Love to Ray, signed Rose.
No, I never saw her before. Must have been taken some years ago, judging by the hairdo.
Well, there's a date on here, but I can't make it out.
She doesn't look like a showgirl.
Say, Captain, here's several pictures of that other gal, Spear.
This one says, To My First Real Love, from Myrtle.
Well, that beats me. I never knew Spear cared anything about Ray Hunt.
Anything else in there?
Yeah, Cap, here's some letters and some other papers.
We'll get them all together and we'll look them all over thoroughly at headquarters. Look at that waste basket.
All right.
Better take it with you. I'll take another look through these drawers. Here's a bottle of brandy. Smells like good stuff.
There were a lot of newspaper clippings, Captain. All about the recent Duffy and Houston gang affairs.
Well, take them with you.
Oh, here comes Jack
Arnold. Oh, hello, Arnold. Hello, Dr. Carter.
Hello, too.
Here's work for you, too.
What's happened, Hayfield? I just got your phone message. Good heavens, it's Ray.
All right, Doc. We'll get out of your way now.
Yes, I'd like to take a look.
No one has moved the body.
Oh, this is ghastly.
Dreadful, Mr. Arnold. Dreadful.
Oh, hello, Mr. Baker. Yes, yes. A doctor, could it have been suicide?
Hardly. His right hand is in his coat pocket, and the hand is clutching a cigarette lighter. There's a packet of cigarettes on the desk, and one unlighted cigarette on the floor. This is a swivel chair, and he's facing the door. The cigarette on the floor is on his right side.
Oh, yes, yes, I get you, Dr. Carter. He must have been facing either his desk or the window.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably reaching in his pocket for the lighter to light a cigarette when he was shot. When the bullet hit him, he dropped the cigarette and clutched the lighter in his hand.
Yes. You can see it's hard to pry his fingers loose.
O'Toole, take a look at this window.
It's unlocked. Don't you generally keep this window locked, Hayfield?
Well, there's really no necessity. See, there are bars on the outside of the window. No one could get in.
How high is this window from the ground?
I should judge it's about 7 feet above the passageway.
Let's see now. Anyone standing on a box or something to raise himself up could have pried open the window and shot Hunt through the window.
Yeah, but the window's closed.
Yes, it is now, but may not be locked. Let's try it. Goes up, down very easily. Johnny, go out in the alley and see if you can find anything that could have been used to stand on.
All right, Captain.
Well, it's a very warm night, and the window might have been open, even if it is closed now.
Were any shots heard in the theater, Mr. Hayfield?
No one has been questioned yet, but no one has reported having heard a shot.
Well, if the shot was fired from the alley through the window, it couldn't have been heard in the theater. Doctor, how long has he been dead?
Well, we've been here about 5 minutes. It's now 8:45. Oh, I should say not over 30 minutes.
Hayfield, was the entire company in the theater at that time?
They're supposed to be in when half hour is called at 8 o'clock.
Who discovered the body?
One of the chick-chicks, Myrtle Spear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That good-looking one that gave all those pictures to Hunt. Could we speak to her now for a minute, Hayfield?
Well, I'll see. There's the assistant stage manager. Oh, George, has the letter number gone on yet?
It's on now, Mr. Hayfield. Almost over.
Well, how much time is Myrtle Spear between the letter number and her following number?
15 minutes.
Well, get her out here as soon as she comes off stage. Bring her down from the other side of the stage.
Well, the number's over. I'll go see you.
Mr. Hayfield, is Mr. Baker here a friend of yours?
Mr. Baker was sent to me by Jack Arnold. He's looking for some woman named Agnes Hallam.
I see.
Has Mrs. Hunt been informed about what's happened?
We phoned Hunt's apartment immediately, and the operator at the desk said that Mrs. Hunt went out with her husband around dinner time and hadn't come in yet. But Pat, the doorman, said Mrs. Hunt was in the theater tonight. Went out again just before 15 minutes was called.
Oh, here comes Miss Spear now. And,
Jack, isn't this terrible?
Yes, it certainly is, Myrtle. Oh, Margie, go back downstairs, please, and into the dressing room. They don't want to talk to you now, dear.
Well, I'm going to stay here with Myrtle. She'll need me.
Well, let her stay. You, Myrtle Spear?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hayfield tells me you were the first one to find out that Ray Hunt was dead. Tell me now, how'd you discover it?
Well, I saw Mr. Hayfield and Mr. Baker coming across the stage on our way to Mr. Hunt's office. I wanted to see Mr. Hunt before Mr. Baker saw him. I knocked, but he didn't answer, so I opened the door, and there he was, just like he is now in that chair.
Then what did you do?
I screamed, and by that time, Mr. Hayfield and Mr. Baker were in the doorway, and everybody came running, and I...
Pardon me, Captain, but I just happened to think. Is anyone trying to locate Mrs. Hunt?
Oh, yes. We have a man looking for her.
Oh, well, there's Mrs. Hunt now, just coming in the stage door.
Better stop her, Arnold.
Right.
Oh, Jack.
Catherine, I'd like you to prepare yourself for a great shock.
I already know, Jack. I met Vivian on the street, and she told me that Ray had been murdered.
Who's Vivian? How did she know he'd been murdered?
Vivian was the premier dancer of the show until recently.
I don't know how she knew. I didn't question her. I just ran over here.
Well, Mrs. Hunt, aren't you going to get hysterical or faint or something?
No. Oh, Ray. Ray, Jack, will you please take me home?
Sorry, Mrs. Hunt, but you can't leave the theater now. Have you anything else to tell us, Mrs. Hunt?
Only one thing. Ray Hunt will never cheat on me again.
The search for the killer of Ray Hunt is on. Don't miss the next exciting chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.